Shin Alev Siv Chav Gimel. And Banim Yotzim Zugim. Arugim Lemaksusim. Children are allowed to go out with bells that are woven into the garment. Avlam Einim Arugim Lof. It just stuck out to the garment. One is not allowed to wear those ones. Even if they're tied on, it's not enough, because we're concerned that it will fall off and one will come to carry it. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Tosfos that says that little children that do not come from wealthy families are not allowed to go with these golden bells unless it's woven into the garment or they wear it as a necklace. Because we're also concerned that people are going to laugh at them. What are you going with these fancy bells? And therefore we're concerned that the father is going to take it off their children's clothing. The Ramah says, that which we said, if it's mechuba, is woven in or sewn in to the garments, you could go out with those things. That's only if it's something that normally people put on the garments. It's mechuba something that it's not the usual thing to put on the garments for noy. Mishnah Berurah gives an example, putting scissors on. Then it's us to go on Shabbos because we are concerned that people are going to carry it. It looks like you're carrying it. And he says more so that it could be this is mamish considered carrying, because Be'etzem is not buckled to the garment, just sewed it on, so it should stay there. But Be'etzem has nothing to do with the garment. It continues the Ramah. Oysim yigulim yirukim shigotra machla shakol Yehuda yisa oysa echon mehem biksusa. There were times that they had to go with green or yellow patches to show that they're Jews. So the question is, if one can go out with that patch on. You don't have to be mamish sewed in, as long as it's connected to his garment, because this is something a person won't take off. It's just considered part of the garment, because people wear this the whole time. And like we said, they won't take it off, because they're going to get into trouble. Another chiddush is, a handkerchief to the garment, then one can go out with it. Mishnah Berurah says it has to be sewed in very well before Shabbos. And he says at least 2 stitches. This way you don't have this problem of taking it off. Now the problem is, that l'chayra, what does it help that it's sewed on? We saw before, it's not part of the garment, it's not a tachshit. So he says, in those days, it used to be a normal thing that a garment would have a handkerchief on it, and therefore it was bundled to the beggars. But he says, since nowadays people do not do that, it will not help, even if it's sewn onto your garment, you cannot go out with it. Shabbos gives an aces. If someone wants to take his handkerchief out on Shabbos, he could tie it well to the end of his belt and make it an extension of the belt and use it as the end of the belt to close the belt. Then it becomes part of the belt, and when he needs it, he'll open it up and use it. Continues the law. V'hoda muta losses bezogim arugim davke she'ein bem inbol. The bells that we permitted before have to be held, bells that don't have the thing in the middle that makes the sound, because then you have another problem of making sound on Shabbos.